Yesterday in Mississippi, a 79-year-old preacher was arrested for a murder that happened 40 years ago. Edgar Ray Killen is accused of taking part in the 1964 Ku Klux Klan killing of three civil rights workers. The case was dramatized in the 1988 movie Mississippi Burning. Jerry Mitchell is a reporter with the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi. He's covered the story for the last 15 years. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us about this case.
Well, it was a case that riveted the nation in the summer of 64. Three young men, Mickey Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James Chaney, who were involved in the civil rights movement, came down to register people to vote, black Americans to vote. After they came down, they were kidnapped by the Klan on the evening of June 21st, 1964, and killed that night, but nobody knew that. They just disappeared. No one knew what happened to them, and so the nation was literally riveted that summer for 44 straight days, not knowing what happened to them, and there was the wondering, and of course, once the station wagon happened, civil rights officials believed that they'd been killed, but of course, Mississippi politicians, a number of them got up and said, oh no, this is all a hoax. They're not really dead, those kind of things.
And then they found their bodies.
Yes, August 4th of 64, the FBI dug up their bodies. Go ahead.
What is Edgar Ray Killen's alleged role in these killings?
The testimony in the 1967 federal conspiracy trial was that he kind of coordinated the events that night, like told, okay, you go get the gloves, you go do this, you know, we'll be waiting for them when they get out of jail. They had jailed the civil rights workers, the sheriff's office had.
Now, he was arrested and actually tried on civil rights charges way back then. But
yes,
why 40 years later arrest him?
Well, what emerged in an interview that the guy that was the head of the Klan, a guy by the name of Sam Bowers, said was what kind of got the case reopened. He had said he was happy to be convicted in that 67 trial because the main instigator of the entire affair walked out of the courtroom a free man, meaning Edgar Ray Killen.
Right. So they've been gathering evidence ever since, basically.
They reopened the case. They got the FBI files the state has and different steps along the way to this day.
Now, we just have a few seconds left. Authorities say more arrests are possible. How many other possible suspects are there?
There are a total of eight suspects who are still alive from that 67 trial. So potentially it could be seven others, although I don't know that all seven will be arrested.
Thanks very much. Jerry Mitchell is a reporter with the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi.